بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Today's khutbah was about the Muslim family, الأسرة المسلمة, the Muslim family and how to preserve this family and maintain an Islamic family with a tight bond between husband and wife, and how to maintain the integrity of a Muslim family. And this type of topic is very important because of two reasons. One is that many Muslims, they do not know what Islam says about this relationship between the husband and wife, and how Islam very scientifically and preserves this emotional tie between husband and wife. And there are so many ahkam, rulings, etiquette, adab that Islam gives to us, and we Muslims sometimes ignore them. A second reason for discussing this topic is that the Muslim family is a vulnerable and a target of the enemies of Islam. They know that if they are successful in hitting this subject, this is the relationship between husband and wife, then after that they would achieve so many other targets. Because this is the starting point. If they are successful in corrupting the relationship between husband and wife from one side and the children from the other side, then the other steps will be easy for them. So for this reason, it's important that for us, we Muslims, we understand, we know, we value the relationship between the husband and wife and the family as a whole. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, addressing the believers, saying that protect yourself and your ahl, your family, from nar, from the hellfire. And this protection will come by adhering to the rulings of Islam, to the rulings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the Quran and in the Hadith. So we have to implement those lessons, those rulings, those ahkam that Quran and Hadith says. And once you establish a noble family, and it's a wise thing that we all know, is that prevention is better than medicine. Prevention is better than medicine. So it's very often happens that we sometimes seek the medicine instead of going in the prevention. And prevention is much easier than when the disease already comes. When the problem appears between husband and wife, then the treatment might be difficult, more difficult than when you prevent it from the very beginning. And Islam encourages at the very starting point, when a husband is seeking his would-be wife, at the time of marriage, at the time of the selection, from both sides, the man seeking the woman, the wife, or even the guardian seeking a husband for his daughter or sister or whoever. And there are so many ahadith that the Prophet ﷺ said to the guardian, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. If someone comes to you asking your daughter, let us say, and whenever you are pleased with his deen and khuluq, so Islam stresses on these things, the deen, the religion, and the behavior, the religion and the behavior in the man, in the young man who comes seeking your daughter, as we do. So give him your daughter or whoever. If you don't do that, if you don't give your daughter, your sister to someone who is eligible in terms of religion and akhlaq, then it will be fitna in this world. Otherwise it will be fitna. Means that if your criteria is just for money or other things other than the religion and khuluq, then it will be fitna on the earth. And so many fitna we see in this earth because violating this instruction, the prophetic instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the marriage, husband wife should must engage in mutual learning in terms of there has to be discussion both husband and wife should seek the possible means to educate each other in terms of they have to sit together and discuss ayat, hadith, whatever said in Jum'ah. We can go and relate it to our family, to our kids, to our wife, and also there are so many mechanisms, especially at the time of some of the mawasim, like in Ramadan, Ashura, Hajj, seasonal times. We could also teach our family the ahkam and the rulings of Islam, and also through good behavior. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat his wife in the most noble manner, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to adhere to the main justice of Islam. Islam is the religion of justice. And sometimes we are very much rude in terms of behavior with our wives. And many people, they just raise the weapon of talaq, the weapon of divorce, very often. Every minor or major thing, he just starts to threaten the wife that I will give you divorce. And one should not treat this bond between husband and wife in this manner. Because this bond, the talaq, is considered to be the last resort. The last resort. And it should not be taken as a means of threatening for every minor or major thing. It is considered to be the last resort. So one has to avoid this thing. Even when it comes to the dharb, means beating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa, وَالَّتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَيَضُوهُنَّ وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ. Meaning that for those women addressing the husband, that for those women on whose part you see ill conduct. So if there is a woman that is behaving in a very wicked manner with the husband all the time, تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ, so this is a conditional statement. Only for such women, then you can follow these steps. And these are sequential steps. Means do not go to number two before you have already exhausted all the possibilities in number one. So what are the sequence? Allah says, تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِظُوهُنَّ. Number one treatment for this kind of wife is عِظُوهُنَّ. Means that give them advice with good behavior and enticing the woman. So this is the first step. But if it is failing, only then you can go to the next step. وَهْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ means refuse to share their bed. Because this is an emotional and psychological pressure on the wife. If the husband refuses to sleep in the bed with the wife, then this is very much psychologically affecting the wife. And this is considered to be a very powerful weapon. But there is no harshness here again. Okay? وَهْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ. The last resort is وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ. And وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ means beat them. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ explained this verse, giving conditions of what kind of beating is legal. First of all, after exhausting the other two steps, the second one, the Prophet ﷺ said, ضَرْبًا غَيْرَ مُبَرِّحٍ. He defined the kind of beating, saying that it should not be for the purpose of hurting the woman physically. So one should avoid beating the face. And the objective is not to break the bone or cause injuries. No, it is again the psychologically. It is again a psychological treatment. And the verb, the physical verb, is just a symbolic thing. Because if the other two does not work, in many times this will work. And this comes only as a last resort. So sometimes husband they do not follow the justice of Islam. They go to number three immediately. They go to number three immediately, and even many of them, they do not abide by the boundaries of the definition of beating that the Prophet ﷺ said. So, to whom this ayah was revealed, that is our Prophet ﷺ, he never beaten any woman in his life, as the Sahaba related. And he used to treat his wife in the most noble manner. The Sheikh mentioned a story. At the time, returning from Ghazwa, one of the battles, Ghazwat Salat, the Prophet ﷺ used to treat all the Sahaba, whether he's a very well-known Sahaba or even not very well-known Sahabi. Okay? He used to treat everyone with a very noble behavior, smiling in their face, treating them in a most noble manner. So one of the Sahaba, Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, when he saw the Prophet ﷺ, is treating him very friendly, so he wished that the Prophet ﷺ will love this Sahabi. So he came to the Prophet ﷺ after the Ghazwa and asked him, "Man ahabbu an-nas ilay?" Who is the most lovable person to you, O Prophet ﷺ? Probably he was willing to hear that you are. Okay. So immediately the Prophet ﷺ gave the answer, Aisha. Aisha. And this is the listening point from this khutbah, is that the Prophet ﷺ in a majlis in front of the Sahaba and in a very serious position where he is coming, returning back from a ghazwa, from a battle, and when asked this question, without any hesitation, gave this answer that Aisha, who was used to be the wife of our Prophet ﷺ. So this shows the emotional bond and relationship between husband and wife. It is very rare that if we are asked, we'll say that we utter the name of our wife. Sometimes we feel shy about it. But the Prophet ﷺ, in a public place, immediately without any hesitation, put Aisha radiallahu anha number one. So this shows how the Prophet ﷺ used to treat his wife. So this is another important point, is expressing this emotional love, the mutual love between husband and wife. There is no harm that we tell our wife that we love you, and this type of emotional thing. There is no restriction in Islam in saying these things. And the Prophet ﷺ, he clearly showed and expressed this emotional urge that a husband has towards the wife, and only then you will expect a return from your wife. But if you treat her harshly, why should you expect this good treatment from our wife's side? And this is another important thing that Islam wants us to appreciate, where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has said in another verse, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, means then treat them. Treat your wife in a ma'roof way, in a very noble way. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ, if you observe something, a shortcoming from your wife, فَعَتَى أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. It may happen that you hate your wife for some item, for some particular reason, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make in her so many other good items, good characters, that it would result in khayran kathir, in a very in a so many goodness for you and your wife, maybe the children, maybe so many other things that you will get good from her side. So we have to know, husband towards the wife, or the other way, the wife to the husband, that there is no 100% perfect human being. The human being is not 100% perfect. Even take the most noble one. It's very rare that you find a person, whether a man or a woman, who is 100% perfect. So we should not, if there is some shortcoming, we should look in the other bright side. And in this way, we compensate this thing. And sometimes, because of the influence of media and magazines and all these things, we sometimes want to see the things that we find in the media, we want to reflect it in our wives, in our mates, in terms of the beauty and all the things. And when we see some shortcoming, we forget all the other sides in our wives. So Islam wants us to appreciate this thing. In karitumuhunna, fa'atam takrahu shayyan wa yaj'alallahu fihi khayran kathira. So these are some of the etiquettes that we need to remind ourselves and our wives, and it's very important for us to read those ahadith and akhlaq and etiquette that Islam came to establish and to make this relationship everlasting. This relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established this relationship to continue. This relationship is not a temporal basis that you continue for a year or two or ten. It is supposed to be established towards the end of the life, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the life of either the husband or the wife. So this marriage relationship is a permanent relationship. It's not a temporary relationship. And those who just get married, while getting married, he thinks that I will give her talaq. This is not the objective of marriage in Islam. Islam wants to establish this relationship where from this marriage, this legal contract, it will come the children, and from the children it come another children, and the offspring will spread from this noble relationship between husband and wife. And we have to consider it that this is a bond that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make barakah and blessings in this relationship when we maintain the etiquette of Islam, and we have to read the ayat and the hadith that relates these things. And in Riyadu Salihin and in other books, there are chapters dedicated for this etiquette of the relationship between husband and wife. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and give us knowledge. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam wa sallam wa sallam wa alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.